Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, upper 30s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny skies, mid 70s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, upper 40s. For Wednesday and Thursday, we'll continue with sunny skies and warm temperatures. Right now, it's 34.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Monday. A Republican county commissioner in Sedgwick County says he'll resign if he's reelected after being secretly recorded plotting to cover up his part in a false ad against a mayoral candidate in the state's largest city. Sedgwick County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell has received calls from Republicans to resign from the commission following the release last week of a recording made in November of last year, just 2 days before then-Democratic State Representative Brandon Whipple won the Wichita mayoral race. O'Donnell said in a Facebook post on Saturday that he will not serve a second term if he wins. Republican Roger Marshall did some early morning hunting in the final days of his campaign for an open U.S. Senate seat in Kansas, while Democrat Barbara Beaulieu filled her last weekend with online and in-person events. Marshall and Beaulieu are finishing up the most expensive political campaign in state history. Both Marshall and Beaulieu made time for campaign appearances. Rick Averett, Mid-American Network News.
They're here. I'm talking about the monster savings at Rusty Eck Ford, of course. Over 400 new Fords have deals worth screaming about. You'll be full of delight driving one of our powerful and rugged trucks, like our Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP. How frightfully fun. And now through Halloween evening, you'll get more than ever on anything you want to bring in on trade. Wizards and witches, ghouls and ghosts, don't close your eyes and don't try to hide. See what's going on at Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com, where price sells cars, but our award-winning service will bring you back. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. You better hurry before these monster savings disappear. For salable select and stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock 2TO464. NSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualify. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire on October 31st, 2020.
The largest county in Kansas has reported a record number of new COVID-19 cases, and its health director says the spread of misinformation is a significant factor in the spike in cases. The Kansas City Star reports that Johnson County health officials confirmed 287 new cases on Friday alone, along with two additional deaths. Dr. Sammy Ariola, director of the county health department, says the spread of misinformation is proving problematic and contributes to the spread of the virus. He says rhetoric promoting herd immunity and suggesting masks don't work are hurting efforts to combat the pandemic. Elsewhere, an eastern Kansas deputy died following an accident involving a school bus. The Kansas Highway Patrol said the accident happened Friday afternoon in Leavenworth County near Tonganoxie. Deputy Corporal Daniel Abramovitz was driving an unmarked sheriff's vehicle when it collided with a school bus. The bus driver was hospitalized with what were described as non-life-threatening injuries. A child on the bus had minor injuries. Mid-America Network News.
The last thing anybody needs in 2020 is more uncertainty about their health. Community Healthcare System reminds you to protect yourself and your family by making plans to get a flu shot. Everyone over the age of 6 months should be vaccinated against the flu. The vaccine has a good safety record and should help prevent flu-related doctor visits, illnesses, missed days of school and work, or even death. Call one of Community Healthcare System clinics today to schedule an appointment. Thank you for helping Community Healthcare System safeguard your health. Learn more at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives to the people that they serve.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. The recent surge in coronavirus cases in Nebraska prompted one expert to predict that the number of deaths linked to the virus could nearly quadruple by the start of 2021. Dr. James Lawler, a director at the University of Nebraska Medical Center's Global Health Center for Security in Omaha, said Friday that the state could have more than 2,500 deaths from COVID-19 by January if current trends continue without more stringent public health measures. Currently, the state is reporting 652 deaths linked to the virus. And as if things weren't chaotic enough leading up to the election, now a squirrel caused a power outage at the Douglas County Election Commission as people were waiting for hours in line to cast their ballots. The Omaha World-Herald reports the lights began to flicker shortly after 3 o'clock Friday afternoon as people were in line for 3 hours. Then the power went out. Rick Averett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
I'm United States Senator Nancy Kassebaum. As a Republican who served 18 years in the United States Senate, I took great pride in working with colleagues in both parties. Today, the harsh divide in Washington is preventing us from solving our many challenges, especially the pandemic. I'm a Republican, and I'm supporting Barbara Boyer for the United States Senate because I know she can rise above our toxic environment in politics today. She is the candidate who will bring us together instead of tearing us apart. Barbara's always been fiscally conservative and has worked with both parties to balance the budget here in Kansas. At stake in this election is people's health care and how we will respond to the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Barbara Boyer has the integrity and expertise we need. Please join me in voting for Dr. Barbara Boyer.
I'm Barbara Boyer, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Boyer for Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday approved a purchase agreement for 6.2 acres north of Subway in Marysville from Cope Development for $100,000. This contingent on a soil assessment. They did not designate a purpose for the property, but previous consideration has been as a site for a new county jail. Commissioners approved purchase of a new grader for $269,500. The board approved negotiating with the Frankfort Community Care Home regarding purchase of a nutrition site in Frankfort. A temporary six-month lease was approved to allow time to work out details of a long-term lease or outright purchase. The county councilor will be in contact with Invenergy as the Greenbelt Transmission Line project begins. There is some concern they do not have a current road use agreement on file with Marshall County. Dustin Parks from Atchison met with the board at their request to answer questions on zoning and moratoriums. He indicated that any zoning or moratorium put in place now would only apply to future applications and projects. Kansas Association of Counties is in favor of zoning to help counties administer home rule. A moratorium should only be put in place if the board has an end plan. That would typically include some type of economic study and then figure out what to do with the information. Zoning can be implemented on a broad spectrum, but would minimally include someone to monitor and enforce the zoning, along with the Zoning and Planning Commission. A county comprehensive plan could be developed, which could be a guiding document for future land use. However, to enforce a comprehensive plan, you would need zoning. Parks said the county should not implement zoning for just a single purpose. Resolutions are better for a single or current issues. Zoning is for the future. A moratorium is all about actions you're going to take, and before implementing a moratorium, the board would need to determine what they are wanting to accomplish in the end. Typically, zoning is to determine land division, setbacks, and dictating good locations for commercial and industrial businesses. A question to zone Marshall County could be put up for election. Parks ended with the statement, zoning is better to have and not need than to need and not have. Hanover High School Friday afternoon confirmed a positive COVID test for a junior high student. All identified contamination areas have been thoroughly cleaned and disinfected. In quarantine until November 10th are the junior high girls basketball team and coaches at Hanover, all 8th grade students at both St. John's and Hanover Public Schools. These students will all be on a modified quarantine. Students will be able to attend on a modified schedule already in place. However, if they ride the bus, they will need to find alternate transportation. Hanover Hospital also confirming Friday that with an increase in COVID cases, that facility will be closed to visitors until further notice. Washington County added a dozen positive cases toward the end of last week. As of Friday, reporting 19 active and one hospitalization. Marshall County reported a spike as well last week with 32 new cases reported Monday through Friday, netting 44 active cases with two that remain hospitalized. Nemahal County remains with 58 positive cases as of Friday, and two remain hospitalized. Cases have been rising in recent weeks in many rural areas. Positivity rates have become another measure of community spread in addition to number of positives. An 18-year-old man from Blue Springs was arrested early Friday morning after police pursuit. Preston Bear reportedly did not stop for Wymore police shortly before 1 a.m., leading to a chase south on Gage County Roads. 2 hours later, the vehicle was identified in Blue Springs with a stop attempted again. resulting in pursuit northeast, resulting in an eventual stop in Holmesville when two tires went flat. The driver was then arrested on suspicion of flight to avoid arrest, willful reckless driving, child neglect, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Four passengers included two juveniles. William Bill Marfus, age 93, of Table Rock, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Steiner. Interment in the Table Rock Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Bill Marfus. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, ham, scalloped potatoes, broccoli, whole wheat bread, and bananas and pudding. Tomorrow, chili, a cinnamon roll, celery and carrots, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, over the next several days across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, quiet weather. We have a high pressure system overhead, bringing us mostly sunny skies. Temperatures for this time of year looking pretty good. It looks like we'll see highs in the upper 60s. We'll see more of a westerly to easterly flow of winds. Southwesterly winds aloft. We're actually going to see temperatures back into the 70s as we head into Thursday. Otherwise, it looks like dry weather as we head towards the weekend as well. So across the area, sunny skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, upper 30s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny skies, mid-70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, upper 40s. As we until Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, highs in the mid-70s. And Wednesday night, mostly clear at 43 degrees. That's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early November, 59. Recent record high, 77 in 2015. The average low, 36. Record low of 10 degrees back in 1991. Sunset this evening, 5:22. Sunrise in the morning at 6:57. Bright sunshine feels a little different at this hour. 34 degrees. Winds are light, favoring the south. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 2nd of November. KNDY News Time is 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hi, my name is Crystal Busey, and I am your Republican candidate for County Clerk of Marshall County. As County Clerk, I promise to be responsible and accountable to the Marshall County voters. I will be transparent in all facets of the job with the Marshall County community while acting with the utmost honesty and integrity. I am committed to bringing a new sense of direction to the clerk's office, and I would appreciate your vote on November 3rd, paid for by Busey for County Clerk, Melody Tomer, Treasurer.
The Eagles make it two in a row and bragging rights up for grabs in the AFC North. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. With both teams looking to create separation in the NFC East, the Eagles' defense bailed out Carson Wentz and the offense.
The Nucci back. They've got him!
Football. Football is out.
It's out, and the Eagles are going to pick it up. They're running with the football, and down the sideline, all the way down, it's Jalen Mills. No, it's Rodney McLeod.
The call on WIP, despite four turnovers by Wentz, Rodney McLeod's fumble return for a touchdown sealed a 23-9 win for Philadelphia and first place in the NFC East. In Chicago, it was the Saints who had the last word in an overtime thriller with the Bears.
Snap looks good, holds down, kick is up, and it is through the uprights.
On WWL, Will Lutz's 35-yard field goal helped the Saints hold off a frantic comeback by the Bears for a 26-23 win. With bragging rights on the line in the AFC North, the Steelers found a way to keep their hot start to the season alive in Baltimore.
Baltimore shows blitz. Bend back, pops, throws for the end zone. Touchdown, Pittsburgh. And on the out cut to the right, it's Chase Claypool.
On WDVE, Ben Roethlisberger's touchdown throw to Chase Claypool put the Steelers ahead for good as they outscored the Ravens 21-7 in the second half en route to a 28-24 win. At 7-0, Pittsburgh remains the league's only undefeated team. In Miami, the Dolphins' defense stole the spotlight in Tua Tagovailoa's first career start.
Goff puts Henderson in motion.
Go! Back to throw, gets hit. It's a fumble. The ball's on the ground. It's Van Ginkle going to the end zone. Nobody's going to catch him.
On WQAM, Miami's defense and special teams scored two touchdowns and forced four turnovers in the 28-17 win over the Rams. Tagovailoa threw for 93 yards and a touchdown in the win. This is Rich Cantu. ABC.
Hanover Lady Wildcats win Division II state volleyball tournament, their first title since 1979. 20th state championship for Hanover. They defeat Attica in the championship 25-18, 25-19, advancing in the semifinals over Wheatland Grinnell 25-12, 25-16. Hanover defeated Wheatland Grinnell, Central Christian, and Attica in pool play. Again, Hanover wins the championship over Attica, 25-18, 25-19, for the state volleyball tournament at Emporia Saturday.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. South Dakota Senator John Thune, who serves as the Senate Republican whip, is confident about reaching a coronavirus relief deal after the elections once the political stakes are lower. He said it's notoriously difficult to pass legislation in an election year, let alone months, weeks, or even days before Election Day. He said the motivation level for both sides will depend on how things come out on Tuesday. He thinks either way something will happen. The question is, how much? Meanwhile, Texas Representative Kevin Brady is ranking member of the House Ways and Means Committee. He said he's keen on a relief package and has already been discussing with committee chairman Richard Neal of Massachusetts on including health care and tax extenders in any such package. Now, President Trump and House Speaker Pelosi have both said they support reaching an agreement after the election, but the Speaker and Treasury Secretary Mnuchin each placed blame on each other for delay. The Speaker noted in her remarks recently that the negotiations will be different if Democrats have full control of the government next year. He said it's certainly night and day in terms of negotiating an agreement in 2021 if they have the White House, Senate, and the House. USDA has reported $7.6 billion in CFAP2 payments, just under 450,000 applications. Cattle, corn, milk producers have accounted for 76% of those total payments. Cattle producers receiving total payments of $4.3 billion. Corn and milk producers both receiving total payments of $1.7 billion. Sorghum producers received only $54.26 million as of last report. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Monday morning. Sam Speck with your latest ag news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. A recent USDA report says China's commodity purchases from the U.S. have reached 71% of obligations under the Phase 1 trade agreement. However, there seems to be skepticism about those numbers. Joe Vaklovic, founder of Standard Grain in Nashville, Tennessee, says the way the deal is structured makes it hard to know how accurate that 71% figure is.
It's tough to say. The problem with this trade deal is that it was set in dollars and not quantities. Every other trade deal in the history of mankind has been set in quantities, which would make it very easy to track. In this instance, they've set the trade deal in dollar amounts, which are incredibly difficult to track. I believe the number that they threw out was $23 billion, and they said that that represents 71% of the full year target, and that 71% was through the third quarter, so not including the month of October.
He's looking at the trade deal a little differently than just monitoring the level of Chinese purchases. Vaklovic talks about why the countries decided to structure the deal around dollars rather than quantities of goods. He says the USDA report on China reaching 71% of its obligations did not have a measurable effect on the market.
No, The market is concerned with one thing and one thing only. I think they're concerned with the pace of sales of corn and soybeans on the export market to China and to other destinations. Those sales have been excellent. We've got the best book of soybean sales on record, both to China and to other destinations. We have the best book of corn sales on record, both to China and to other destinations. So I don't necessarily know that the trade is overly concerned with what USDA says here. The trade is more concerned with what's actually going on.
Baklavic adds that it's more important to watch what's going on rather than what's being said within this situation. That's the news. And with your latest check of agricultural news here on this Monday morning, through the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck.
They're here. I'm talking about the monster savings at Rusty Eck Ford, of course. Over 400 new Fords have deals worth screaming about. You'll be full of delights driving one of our powerful and rugged trucks, like our Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP. How frightfully fun! And now through Halloween evening, you'll get more than ever on anything you want to bring in on trade. Wizards and witches, ghouls and ghosts, don't close your eyes, and don't try to hide. See what's going on at Rusty Eck Ford. To RustyEckFord.com, where price sells cars, but our award-winning service will bring you back. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. You better hurry before these monster savings disappear. For salable selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XFT stock 2TO464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualify. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire on July 31st, 2020.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, which is agriculture, of course. Hey, it's pumpkin time again, and not just the kind you carve for jack-o'-lanterns. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Our gardening guru, Jim Fazell, is back with us again for, I think the next to last week before he closes up shop for the wintertime. And he wants to talk about pumpkins today. But before he gets to pumpkins, he's got something else he wants to talk about.
Yeah, real quickly, you know, we talked about repairing the lawn a couple of weeks ago, and I know a lot of people put it off because it was hot and dry. It's no longer hot, and it's no longer dry. And so this is about the last chance you're going to get to scratch up the dead areas in your lawn and to sow some seed, that 50-50 Kentucky bluegrass turf-type perennial rye. I don't think you're going to need to get any water on it to get it to a quick start, but you might want to cover it with straw or a mat. There is still time for it to grow if we have a mild fall. If it doesn't, it will survive the winter as seed, even if it doesn't come up. So it's time to get done with some of those chores before things get winter-like. Now, Halloween means pumpkins, or pumpkins if you prefer it. The first question that we get is, are these fruits or are they vegetables? Well, the answer is yes. They're both. But botanically, this is the fruit of the vine. It has a flower, and it develops into a fruit. Now, that's botanical. Culinary definitions call this a vegetable because it's savory, and it's used as vegetable, not as a fruit. So you can argue one side or the other as long as you want, but the answer is it's both of them. Another question, are they really pumpkins, or are they squash? They're both vine crops, and vines include things like the cucumbers, muskmelons, and watermelons, and so forth. The rest of these are squashes. Now, there are two kinds of squashes. There's summer squash and winter squash. The summer squashes are harvested immature. That means that they're used fresh out of the garden. Things like zucchini, patty pan, straight or crooked neck yellow squash, acorn squash. Now, acorn squash is a strange individual because we generally use that as summer squash, use it immediately, but it is a winter squash as well, and it can be stored. The standard orange pumpkins are also squash. We call them pumpkins, but they are squash. And those are things like the New England pie pumpkin, which is the small one that we use. It'll make a pie. One pumpkin makes a pie. Jack-o'-lanterns, which are maybe 8 or 15 pounds. Then some of the bigger jack-o'-lanterns are Connecticut field pumpkins. pumpkins or Howden Field pumpkins, and these go up to about 25 pounds. And we have a lot of exotic pumpkins. I know there's one that looks like Cinderella's carriage that's very popular right now. Then we get to the winter squashes,
which Jim will talk about tomorrow. Back after this.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
As we move those clocks back 1 hour over the weekend, it's 7:29, 35 degrees with sunshine, increasing light south winds. Highs forecast, middle 60s today. Pretty nice week ahead.
Good morning, Dennis Enrichs from Beatrice 77 Livestock. It's a Monday. Hey, we've got a nice sale today, and let's get after it here this morning. First thing on the markets, closing out there Friday, it's kind of a flat 103 all week long until late in the week, and they come out with a 106, so that was a nice ending to last week, and the same thing on the carcass, 162, and finished with a 166 on those market steers and heifers. Want to bring up the bread cow sale here at Beatrice 77 Livestock on December 3rd. That will be at 11 o'clock. You can certainly go online under the consignments and check us out. We've got a nice listing. That is coming up December 3rd. Certainly want to announce that the Linetics, the Trevor Linneman family's Black Angus sale, has been moved. A repeat has been moved from the 16th to Sunday the 15th, as they have decided to put all 200 and about 48 cows on the market. So the Linneman Linetics sale is Sunday, November 15th, right here at Beatrice 77 Livestock. Well, we'll get started at 10 o'clock here this morning. Got a nice run of cattle. In the hay department, there is 50 alfalfa. That will be at 12 o'clock noon. Those 50 alfalfa are good hay forth cutting. Right now, 25 prairie, 22 straw. In the round bale department, there's round alfalfa 20 that weighs 1770. That is second cut. In the round grass, there's 20, and they weigh 1,600. In the round mixed grass, there's 10 that weigh 1,450. Incidentally, the last few weeks at 10 o'clock, we have gotten in a lot of square bales. So give the gals a call here in the office. Certainly check on it if you're looking for hay. In the cattle listings here today, nice run of cattle starting off at 25. Black steer and heifers got a September 30th vaccination. They're coming off the cows. They're going to weigh 5 to 600. They're the Hoats and cattle out of Tecumseh. Wilson's out of Tecumseh, 63. Black Baldy, black steer and heifers, 45-day wean, double vaccinated, all ready to go. They're going to weigh 550 to 675. The Mike cattle out of Crete, 33. Black steer and heifers yearling off grass and stocks. They're going to come in at 9 to 1,000. Fulton cattle out of Liberty, there's 16 black steer and heifers, 4-week wean and a spring vac. They weigh 500. 25 black steers yearlings coming off grass, 8 to 8.5. They're the Nared cattle out of Dorchester. 20 red Gelvy steer and heifers coming off the cow gangs. They weigh 500 to 600. Zoback out of Western. 18 black Baldy steers, March wean and vac, 600 to 650. Stahlbaumer out of Axtell. The Sheely cattle out of Hanover, 17 black and red steers, yearlings off grass, weigh 8 to 900. Another set of 8 black heifers, yearlings, 1,000 pounds. That's Rosenboom out of Martell. Another set of heifers, they're open boys, 9 black baldy red heifers, yearling open, weighing 900. That's the Heidzig Gertis cattle out of Auburn. 15 black heifers, March wean and vac, 550 to 600. That's the Grunewald cattle out of Pickerel. 20 black steer and heifers coming off the cows, spring vac. Excuse me, they weigh 400, 650. Chris Harms out of Pickerel. Mitch Haney out of February, 7 black steer and heifers, 6-week wean and fall vac, 500 to 550. Pasture out of Firth has got 16 black baldy, red baldy steering heifers. They got a September 27 weaning back at 5 to 575. Jerganaw out of February, 6 black and red steering heifers, April wean 650. Lostroff out of Lincoln's got a small group of 4 black steering heifers, 45 dean wean and back 450. Rizek out of Crete, 4 black bull and heifers, 4-month wean, 450 to 500. Kempker out of Walton's got 5 black bull and heifers, 90-day wean, 550. Boytnot out of New Hawke, 7 black steering heifers, 30-day wean and vac, 600. Tiemann out of Raymond, 26 black and red bull and heifers wean, 7 to 900. Orth right out of Beatrice has got 12 black and red char cross steering heifers, 30-day wean and an October vac. They're going to weigh 650 to 7 and a quarter. Nice run of cattle is there is a lot of calves, a lot of interest in starting to move some calves. Certainly give us a call. We've got a nice listing started for next week. We would certainly appreciate the business and the opportunity to work for you. Give us a call, Tanya Rick Gardini at 223-3571, and we certainly would appreciate your business. To close it off, we want to remind you about the plea hall auction at DeWitt, Nebraska. That is going to be November 21st with the 10 o'clock start. Outstanding line of machinery. You can certainly go to Beatrice77.net, click on The Auctioneers, and pull up the listing. So have a great day. Thanks for the business, and keep in mind, you can certainly go online for all the markets, the consignments, The Auctioneers page, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Monday. Patrick Mahomes threw for 416 yards and 5 touchdowns. The Kansas City defense shut down Sam Darnold and the inept Jets offense, and the Chiefs romped to a 35-9 victory over the winless New York Jets. Tyreek Hill had 98 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns. Travis Kelce had 109 yards and another score. The win was Andy Reid's 229th and put him in a tie with Hall of Fame coach Curly Lambeau for the 5th most in NFL history. The Jets managed just 221 yards total.